Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is life being grounded. Wake up, take my meds, go to school. Janelle and I put our heads together over lunch, come straight home from school, do homework, catch up with Marco over my laptop, take my meds, and go to sleep. Complete routine. Oh yeah, and meditating for a few minutes when I can manage to keep my fury at my parents from clouding up my whole damn head. One week in and it's been awful for my mental health. Even when I do sit to clear my mind, the number of wild thoughts, fears of the pod falling apart because I can't be there to give my full effort, anxieties about Marco and Janelle hitting it off while I'm under lockdown, embarrassment that I am on freaking punishment when I'm practically an adult. Man, this is too much. It's a constant distraction. All of this makes me appreciate my new school even more. Janelle and I can make progress on the pod from there, and I don't feel like an outsider like I do at home with my parents. Janelle is promoting the podcast around school, even has some of the other students recognizing me as mask on, coming up to me at my locker and telling me how legit I am. It's strange having low-key celebrity status. I can get used to it.
Did Marco tell you he's getting swag from potential advertisers now?
Nah, what'd he get?
He got a new mattress. Green tea scented.
That kid is too much.
I mean, you said it, not me. But I want to look into the company, you know, make sure they're sustainable. We have to vet these brands. What's their mission? Do they believe in Black Lives Matter?
Girl, you always thinking 2 steps ahead.
How much longer are you in lockdown? Not that Zoom production meetings aren't fun.
Another week.
Wow, your parents don't play. Well, you're almost there, my G. Listen, you'll see it when you get home, but we got a very interesting invite in the DMs for the official podcast Insta account.
Oh, really? What's the invite? Another interview request?
Not exactly, no. You, me, and Marco can discuss it on our next production call. I just wanted to give you a heads up.
My parents took my phone for the week, so the suspense is killing me. What is this girl talking about? I rush home with a fresh burst of energy, just wanting to get to my laptop and see what invite she means. I'm home before mom and dad, so I rush up the stairs and drop my book bag on the floor of my room as I pull into my office chair and turn on my laptop. I sign into our Here Comes the Break Insta and scroll through today's new DMs. Sure enough, there it is. A message from Viral Villa.
Hey.
I hear my parents get home and brace myself to go downstairs and greet them. My mind is lit up from this DM. Viral Villa is next level. It's a house out in LA that's rented by a bunch of content creators. They work together in an artistic collective, making YouTube clips and TikToks and Insta stories in their backyard. And they party. And I've got an invite. No. Wait, we've got an invite. Me, Marco, and Janelle. The invite from the Viral Villa founders is intended for one person, mask on, and that's me. But really, this podcast is a three-person operation. And I'm still grounded. This is going to be an impossible sell to my parents. I can't imagine turning this down. But how can I get them on board? I open the door and run back down the stairs.
Well, well. Look who's suddenly eager to show his face.
Any other time this past week and his attempt at dad humor would have pissed me off, thrown me off balance. But the Viral Villa invite got me on cloud nine. It's actually amazing how much Here Comes the Break has helped with my anxiety attacks. I'm not nervous. I'm anxious in a good way. It builds my confidence and helps me remain present. Hey, Ma.
Hey, Pops. There's something I have to ask you.
What is it?
It's gonna be awkward.
Then just spill it.
I know that I'm still grounded for a week, but I got an invite to go away this weekend to meet a whole bunch of other artists and content creators. It would be a huge opportunity for the podcast.
Okay, what is this place?
Well, there's a place out west called Viral Villa. It's in LA. All the hottest influencers and content creators go out there for long weekends just to create. And they've invited me because of the podcast. They want me to come out this weekend. Some YouTuber couldn't make it and they have a bed open. I gotta go.
Wait, Los Angeles.
Boy, are you kidding me? LA? Jesus be a fence. Let me get this correct. You want us to lift your grounding so you can go fly across the country to party with people we don't even know. Woo, honey, you better get your son.
For one fleeting second, I thought they might show mercy for my honesty. Or at least ask more questions about it. But nope, they just won't let up.
Ruben, no. But you're still grounded.
I can see a look of sympathy flash across my mother's face. But she keeps up the united front with Dad.
You don't understand. This is a huge opportunity. This is my future on the line, not just a hobby or a project. I can meet other young people working in the same space as Marco, Janelle, and I. We can really blow up even more on other social platforms. I'm going to take this podcast to the next level by any means necessary. I'll be focused. I promise. I'm not just going out there to party.
You aren't going out there at all. You've been lying to us all along. And we find this out a week ago? You know this is a wild ask. You're grounded, and it's not gonna happen. Do you hear me? Tell me you hear me.
I hear you. All my usual nerves are on fire with anger. But I'm not gonna blow up at them this time. I get it. I omitted the truth. I was wrong. But damn, this is my future. Parents just don't understand. This isn't over.
Dinner's in an hour.
I'm good with dinner. I'll just starve. Plus, I have a lot to catch up on. Sorry.
I can see the look of disappointment in their eyes. But I can't have a seat at their dinner table pretending that I'm okay just so that they could feel good. Nah. I'm fed up playing their well-behaved and perfect son. Let me go back to my space to figure out my next steps. As soon as I'm back in my room, I can't help but get pissed off even more. If I had told them up front about the podcast, would they have supported me? They're playing like they would, but I seriously doubt that's the truth. They're so technophobic. Maybe if they thought it was just a little project, which is how it started, I should have just told them. But they must know they cannot punish me like this much longer. Why not work with me instead of against me? All the things I wanted to express them downstairs, I let out through my Bluetooth speakers.
I'm bracing myself to do the unthinkable. To go out to Viral Villa without their permission. This would be a huge breach of trust. I know they'll be mad as hell, and it'd be fair of them to be pissed. But despite it all, I just know that I have to take a stand for myself. That it would be insane not to go out there. If they aren't going to help me build this career track, I'm going to have to build it myself. Even if they decide to withhold my college money. Send me to a stricter school, away from Janelle and my growing rep at Booker T. Yeah, that would suck. But whatever their reaction, I gotta do what I gotta do for me and my life. I get back to thinking about next steps. Marco and Janelle know about the invite, and they're waiting on me at our next production meeting to figure out how to respond to it. That meeting is supposed to be tonight. I've gotta get them on board with flying out west. But I don't think that should be too hard. Once that's done, I can afford to turn my thoughts back to my parents. I can even ask Janelle and Marco's advice on how I should approach it. Once Marco and Janelle are on board, we'll reply to the villa's message that I'm flying out and book my tickets. And I gotta schedule flights for midday so I can fake going to school and then duck out for the airport. I'll only have a couple nights out west before I have to come back and face the music. But it'll make a statement. I may be about to make the biggest mistake of my life, but here comes the jailbreak for real. My first question is, in an industry that's constantly trying to define artists, in your own words, tell our listeners, who is L.A. the GOAT?
L.A. the GOAT is an artist from Tampa, Florida, and not just a rapper, like an artist, because I make all types of music, depending on how I'm feeling. You know, I'm just a simple person. I like the simple things. I'm just like a cool, chill person.
You know, when I think of Florida, I don't think of Tampa as far as like artists is concerned. I know there are artists out there, but my mind goes first to, say, Miami. So talk about what the music scene is like in Tampa.
It's kind of like a love-hate relationship, you know.
How so?
It's kind of like a love-hate relationship. If you ask 10 different rappers, you're going to get 10 different answers here in Tampa because, you know, certain people are on different levels than other people, so they feel like favoritism and stuff like that. When you build your fan base to what they like from you, that makes the fan. So, I mean, we don't really have a specific sound right now, but we got a few artists that signed, and we got a few artists doing their thing majorly too, so, you know.
Yeah, like listening to your music. And also, I went back and like, Rick Ross has his own sound. Ace Hood, who's from Florida too, has his own sound. Trick Daddy. So that's interesting that you said that. Bigger picture, can you talk about being signed to a major label and how has that transitioned? What was that transition like for you?
I mean, it was pretty easy because I always kind of like cared myself like I was important anyway before I was signed. So it's like, it's just like a label now. I'm actually signed, so you know, I have a reason not to go to the club all the time and stuff now. Help me save more money in the long run.
How did you develop your fan base?
Instagram.
Instagram?
Instagram is the most amazing thing that God ever created.
And do you feel like you're connected to your fans that way? Do you read comments? Do you respond back to comments?
Oh yeah, I clap back on the regular. Like, if you say something to me, I'm a screenshot, go on your page, get one of your ugly pictures and post it so the world can see that this is the person that was talking shit about me.
Oh, so you petty, you out here, huh?
I'm not that out of touch yet. Of course, Drake wouldn't comment back because it's 3,000 comments, but I only have like 40. So it's like, I'm going to see you talking shit.
Cool. So what advice would you give young artists on staying true to themselves and also being open to the process of growth and evolving?
It's just going to take a little longer. That's it. It's more organic when you be yourself. When you try to like follow everybody else, it make it kind of harder because you sound like everything else out there. So nobody wants to just keep hearing the same thing.
And what do you want your legacy to be?
Everybody asks me that question, but it's like, I ain't really living for no legacy. I'm just trying to get like really, really rich. And I love doing music, so it's like, that's a plus.
How are you going to keep the wealth? We see artists like Jeezy, Young Jeezy's in the real estate. Are there any other business ventures outside of music that you're interested in pursuing to maintain that wealth?
Getting into owning like my own clothing line and stuff like that. And of course, real estate, because you know, it's Florida. And Florida is expanding every day, so.
We'll be right back. The wait is over. The Chi returns May 10th on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And now, back to the show.
Okay, so we've all listened to the final mix on episode 5. Everything good?
We cool. That LA the Goat interview turned out great.
Thanks. But remember, that was all you getting in at the show, Janelle. Mix is all good by me. We're on our production card now, and I'm squirming to get to the Viral Villa business.
So that's in the can. Let's talk Viral Villa. Holy shit, am I right, guys?
That about sums it up.
What do we do?
I think we should take him up on it. I want to go.
Okay, we all want to go, Ruben. But what about your parents? Aren't you grounded?
Let me worry about that. We can't just let this chance pass us by.
That's not what we're saying, bro.
Ruben, what do you think of Marco going out there in your place?
Damn. I thought Janelle would be down with the idea of me flying out to LA. Marco and Janelle were supposed to be on board for this. But they are linking up, getting cozy, and planning things without me. Being grounded is costing me my life and possibly my friends. It's a terrible feeling. This is the opposite of the plan. But at the same time, I can't argue with the logic. I see it immediately. Marco already has a huge following under his own name. His parents would go along with it. And he co-founded the pie. But the message specifically said they wanted to invite Mask on. And that's me. I know that I'm fixated on this, but being grounded is driving me insane. I feel like God has given me another shot since my parents pulled the plug on me going viral on Vine. And it is my calling to take this. I know that I'm being selfish, but I can't help it. I really don't want Marco to go without me. I don't want my parents or anyone else screwing this up. I don't know. They asked for Mask On.
Yeah, but Mask On hides behind a vocal distortion. It could be any of us.
It's not, though. It's me.
Ben, if you're not cool with it, we can always tell them we can't make it on such short notice, but would love to get there another time.
No! This may be my only chance.
Our only chance? Or your only? Ruben, why don't you tell us why you're really mad?
All right, fine. I'm not cool with it.
Punk-ass bitch, I knew it. You were the one who wanted to disguise your voice and hide your name. Now you want all the credit?
I can't lie. What do you want me to do? This podcast means a lot to me. I work for this opportunity too. You know I struggle with anxiety, man. I try my best to live up to my parents' high-ass standards, okay? Maybe you're right, Marco. I was a punk-ass hiding behind this person, but shit has changed. I want to be the face of it. And what better way to reveal my identity than on our official account at the Viral Villa this weekend? We could blow up to a whole new level. The unmasking of Mask On.
That still doesn't address your whole parental situation.
Janelle, let me handle that.
I think it makes sense for no one to go. Like Marco said, we'll catch them next time around. We're like the Migos or the Fugees, remember? Our squad is a package deal.
This is going all wrong. These two were supposed to support me on this. I'm scrambling to keep some window of opportunity open, and they want to let it slip us by. How can they not get on board? Fake IDs are fine, but blowing off my parents is a deal breaker. Can't believe they let this shot go. Okay, fine. No further action then. I'll write them a response letting them know.
Cool. On to other business. Interview list.
We talked through the rest of the podcast business, but I can't get Viral Villa out of my head. The chance to celebrate Here Comes the Break with a bunch of peers. All of this resistance hasn't dulled the fantasy a bit, but I don't say anything on the call. That's turned into the same sort of disapproval as my talks with my parents downstairs. I feel silent, more than ever. And I keep asking myself, do I have the guts to go anyway? During the call, I came up with the idea of the unmasking, of taking my mask on persona off during the trip west. I'm going on the trip without Marco and Janelle. It seems perfect. It'll blow up my social feeds and expose us to a wider audience, a national audience to fit with the fact our interview requests are coming from all over. It makes me all the more convinced I've got to say yes to the invite. But damn the consequences. I'm overwhelmed at the idea of betraying my friends' trust and my parents' trust once again. Normally, this is where I'd meditate to calm down, but I don't want to. I'm feeding off my anger with my parents, my frustrations with Marco and Janelle for being so level-headed. It's not my anxiety anymore. It's rocket fuel. When the call is over, the only thing left to do is act. I leap up from my bed and settle into my desk chair, start typing away immediately. I jump onto a travel site and book a flight for tomorrow at noon, just like I thought about earlier. Sneak out of the house as if going to school, and then make my way to JFK instead. My parents gave me a credit card to use only in case of emergencies, and I use it to buy the ticket. One more crime to be judged for later, but better to ask forgiveness than permission. I start running around my room and throwing clothes in my book bag, cramming them down so there's room for a couple shirts and shorts along with my laptop. If I'm gonna make this trip undercover, I'm gonna have to leave the house with just the backpack tomorrow. When it's all done, I sit at the computer and stare at the message from the villa. I have to respond to it. But Janelle and Marco can check this account too. That's why I've saved it for last. They can see me defy our agreed upon plan. In fact, they definitely will. Eventually. But if I leave a note at home about where I went, then when my parents freak out, Marco and Janelle can confirm what happened by checking the Here Comes the Break account history. I take a deep breath and start typing a response. Yes, I would love to come out to the villa this weekend. I'll hop a flight tomorrow. A giant wave of nervous energy crashes over me. With each forward step, I confront whether I'm really gonna do this or not. But I'm so amped up. I bat the second guessing away. I have to do this. The pod needs it. I need it. I'm tired of overthinking things. I hit send.
And now an exclusive track from LA the GOAT.
Life cold, but at least we get to wear a jacket. One from you either die or either make it happen. Not in a million years, I thought that I'd make it rapping. And my bitch look like I gotta add a beauty pageant. J. Cole album got me through a lot. I was on the sideline trying to get a spot. Couple niggas went left, guess they ain't see the plot. Painting pictures with these lyrics like I'm Basquiat. Used to tell my people I was trying to be a rapper. They wanted me to get a job and answer to a master. With all due respect, that's not the kind of life I'm after. I'm the author of my book and I'm still writing chapters. Yeah, so dirty, so a nigga gotta stay clean. I go to gyros, what the fuck is a saline? Biz told me never let these niggas play me. I play dumb, but I'm a long way from crazy. I eat from Tampa, but he coming like he Jay-Z. No cap, the microphone, the only thing that saved me. Without rap, I probably end up going crazy. Shit I be doing never cease to amaze. Trap got slow, I got a job, I ain't lazy. I signed a deal, but sometimes it still feel like I ain't made it. Wayne's to be on my mind, and I can't lie, that shit crazy. I'm coming in the game strong like I'm Vic Bay. Oh, I've been on my grind all week. If I told them what I'm doing, man, them niggas wouldn't believe. I've been dropping tracks and feeling pain, you know I'm bleed. I got PTSD, I see my partner not breathe. I'm sipping on this codeine, yeah, I've been fighting. You don't gotta ask me if I got it, cause I keep. See my dog die and left my heart broken peace. The shit that I be doing, man, them niggas wouldn't believe. And if you leave the house broke, then you came out wrong. A couple hundreds in they face and they'll be coming out thongs. In a game like a shirt, with a hole got it sold. My uncle snorted so much cane, now he can't feel his nose. And the cane is on his brain, so I got his feelings gone. I was 10 in the spring, 10 let me hold a chrome. He was going off the X, so he ain't put the safety on. Plus I was always touching shit, they made my mama take me home. Yeah. For all that play on, we draw down on you just like a crayon. Cause I can never go out like I'm Trayvon. Black on black, who call it soda, black and Akon. Front door service like a nigga selling Avon. All up in truth, standing on the stage. Hoes looking from the line, trying to get saved. Cuban link tays, we just modern day slaves. I can be there, broke and tell you everything okay. Feeling like whoop, make all the haters go away. Doodoo got L, so we don't ride with throwaways. And since they killed Juan, the pain won't go away. That's why I've been popping perks and pouring up before a day. Play the streets like my enemies, I keep them close. I talked to Wayne the other night, feel like I'm seeing ghosts. When I'm like this, I feel like I need to be left alone. Don't wanna talk, so I don't answer when they hit my phone. Oh, I've been on my grind all week. If I told them what I'm doing, man, them niggas wouldn't believe. I've been dropping tracks and feeling pain, you know I'm bleed. I got PTSD, I see my partner not breathe. I'm sipping on this codeine, yeah, I've been fighting. You don't gotta ask me if I got it, cause I keep. See my dog die and left my heart broken peace. The shit that I be doing, man, them niggas wouldn't believe.
Here Comes the Break is produced by Double Elvis in partnership with iHeartRadio. Executive produced by Def Jam Recordings. Executive produced by and starring Asante Black as Ruben. Produced by Daniela Perkins, who plays Janelle. Bobby Sias as Marco. Christopher V. Edwards as Dad. Rami Cornell as Mom. And Taylor Bettinson. Written by Taylor Bettinson and Nakia Hill. Artist interviews conducted by Nakia Hill. Directed by Christopher V. Edwards. Mixed and edited by Matt Tahaney. Sound recording by Colin Fleming. Music elements and production by Ryan Spraker. Additional production support by Jamie Demas. Executive produced by Jake Brennan and Brady Sadler for Double Elvis. Special thanks to Oren Rosenbaum, Shelby Shankman, Sarah Kowaney, and Jordan Gorelick at United Talent Agency, Beck Media and Marketing, Barack Muffet at Universal Music Group, Rich Isaacson, Lynn Gonzalez, Charlene Thomas, Marissa Pizarro, Gabriel Cesariero, Jessica Manorino, and Naya Fleming at Def Jam Recordings. And Connell Byrne, Kerry Lieberman, Will Pearson, Noel Brown, and the entire iHeartMedia team. To hear bonus content, meet the cast, and go behind the scenes of Here Comes the Break, follow with Double Elvis on Instagram or visit DoubleElvis.com.
Endless diets and weight loss struggles. It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.